Utah's Catholic bishop, John Wester, was out of town when the church elected a new pope in Rome. He's had a lot of people ask about it since, and that also afforded the opportunity to talk about a number of other issues involving the Catholic Church in Utah. On Friday, I asked Bishop Wester what he's learned about Pope Francis since the conclave.
I've learned that he's a man who lives simply, who's, obviously lives by very gospel values, that he doesn't seem to be caught up in a lot of the trappings of office, but cares more about living the, following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and having a very strong and obvious care for the poor, and not just the financially poor or people who may be homeless, but for anybody who's in trouble, anybody who's in need. I mean, I think he has a broader sense that all of us as human beings are poor. We're all needy in one sense or another and dependent on a loving God, and that God asks us to reach out to those poor, and he seems to do it very beautifully.
When the new pope was announced, you were in Washington, D.C., at a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. I guess a committee meeting that was going on there. What was the agenda there, and what did you bring back with you from that?
Well, we go back periodically for different meetings. Our conference is run by committee, basically. And so I was back for a committee meeting on laity, marriage, family, and youth, and also immigration, and also Catholic Relief Services. Of course, right smack dab in the middle one of our meetings, the Pope was elected. So needless to say, I was the chair of that committee, and I lost my audience immediately. So we all I was in the same mind. We wanted to see the Holy Father. We also had an opportunity to meet with a White House representative who is President Obama's lead advisor in immigration, and we also had a chance to meet with Secretary Napolitano and to bring some of our concerns to her and to see if we could work together in some areas with immigrants, and especially with the low-risk detainees who have been released, and if we perhaps could offer some way of assisting in that. So,
is the church hoping to influence, to guide the national conversation on immigration, and what positions are you taking there?
Some of the positions that we're taking are that we understand the government's desire and right and need to identify those immigrants that we want to promote coming to our country, for example, in IT or such things. But we also would like the government to prioritize the importance of the family unit, and not to separate families. So now we have people waiting, inordinate amount of time to get their status, and often they're separated from their loved ones because of that. Or persons are deported when they could stay in the country and when their cases are being adjudicated. So we're hoping for family unification. We're hoping to give immigration judges more authority that the Congress has taken from them little by little so that they can adjudicate the cases, because they're right there and they see the families. We're hoping as well to provide status for the immigrants that are undocumented who are here now, and to get a path to earned citizenship. And so these are some of the things that we're encouraging to be part of this package. It would appear that the so-called Gang of Eight has these same matters in mind. Cecilia Munoz from the White House assured us that the president has these same values in mind, and that our Republican and Democratic congresspersons have these values in mind. So these are all encouraging signs to us. But of course, the rub is, putting all this into some kind of a bill that everybody can get behind and pass. So it appears that we're getting very, very close, and I'm just praying that that'll become a reality.
What is it that I'm not talking about that you think should be top of the agenda?
Well, to me, there are so many issues that are out there. And, of course, people ask me, why is the church making comments on these matters? For example, gun control or the Affordable Care Act and how this Utah – whether we accept the federal money or not and Medicare and all these issues. And of course, for us, there has to be a connection with something with faith and morals, because otherwise we wouldn't get involved, obviously, as a church. But we make these statements because we care about people and because we see that they do affect people's lives. So, for example, we hope that we'll accept that money for Medicaid, the state's end of it, because it will help thousands of people. And we don't deny that, yes, there is. It's true that charitable organizations can give people the help they need. But these federal dollars for Medicaid for the state to accept would be so helpful for people.
What has your relationship been with the leadership of the LDS Church, and how have you been able to work productively with them? On the other hand, have there been issues that you needed to deal with there?
I came to Utah in 2007, and it's been my distinct pleasure to have made very wonderful friendships with the leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and to work hand in hand on a lot of mainly humanitarian projects. So it's been a steep learning curve for me, but it's been a very happy one. And I really appreciate the good that the LDS Church does. And of course, the Catholic Church is a minority, but we benefit greatly from living in a state where religion is respected, where religion is important to people, and where there's a certain sense that, that religion has its proper place in our society.
John Wester is the bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City. Dan Bomas, KUER News.